Welcome back to Unwritten Lives. Tales of the Unexpected. The show where ordinary life crack open to reveal something far stranger.
Tonight's story takes place in a quiet neighborhood, the kind of place where nothing bad is supposed to happen. A new home.
A peaceful street.
A couple who wanted a fresh start. But sometimes, when you think you've left the past behind, something follows you home, and waits by the window.
This is The Man at the Window.
Evelyn and Marcus Boyd had been married for 3 years when they bought the house on Ridgeview Lane. It wasn't big, but it was theirs, a two-story Victorian with a porch swing and a patch of garden in the back. The kind of home Evelyn had dreamed about since childhood. They moved in late October. The neighborhood was quiet, almost too quiet. The nearest grocery store was 5 miles away, and the evenings were so still they could hear the ticking of the wall clock echoing through the rooms. At first, they loved it. The mornings were slow, full of coffee and sunlight. In the evenings, they'd sit on the porch and watch the fog drift in from the woods behind the house. But by mid-November, Evelyn began to feel it, something in the air. A faint sense that they weren't entirely alone. The first time she saw him, it was nearly midnight. Marcus had already gone to bed. Evelyn was downstairs, scrolling through her phone at the kitchen table. The house was dark except for the dim blue glow of the screen. She stood to pour a glass of water and glanced toward the back garden. At first, she thought her eyes were playing tricks on her. Someone stood at the tree line, just beyond the fence.
Tall. Motionless.
The shadows made it impossible to see his face, but the shape was unmistakably human. He didn't move. Didn't run. Just watched. Evelyn's throat tightened. She blinked once, and he was gone. The next morning, she told Marcus. He chuckled, kissing her forehead. "You probably saw one of the neighbors," he said. "Or a delivery guy cutting through the yard.
It's nothing."
But that night, she dreamed of standing at the same window, staring into the dark, and seeing a pale face looking back. When she woke, the curtains were swaying slightly, as if someone had just brushed past them. 3 nights later, she saw him again. She was reading in bed when the motion light outside flicked on. Marcus was asleep beside her. Evelyn went to the window and froze. The same figure stood by the fence.
This time, closer.
The porch light caught part of his face, just enough to see that he was smiling. She whispered Marcus's name, but when he stirred and came to the window, the man was gone. Marcus wrapped an arm around her shoulders.
"It's okay," he said gently. "We'll put up cameras tomorrow. Probably just some idiot messing around."
She wanted to believe him, but she couldn't shake the feeling that the man hadn't left, he'd just stepped out of sight. The next evening, Marcus installed 3 motion cameras, one by the porch, one at the back fence, and one facing the yard.
They felt safer.
For the first time in weeks, Evelyn slept through the night.
2 days passed.
No signe unusual.
Then on the third night, the alarm app on Marcus's phone chimed at 3:12 a.m.
Motion detected, backdoor.
Marcus sat up instantly. Evelyn woke at the sound of his breathing, sharp and fast. He opened the security feed. The video showed the kitchen door, bathed in dim light.
For a moment, there was nothing.
Then a shape stepped forward. A man.
Standing just outside the glass door.
He didn't knock. He didn't try to open it. He simply leaned forward, resting his forehead against the glass, as if listening.
And then, smiling. Marcus whispered, "What the hell?" Evelyn covered her mouth, staring in horror. Suddenly, the lights in the video flickered.
The camera went black. When Marcus went downstairs, the door was locked, the yard empty.
No footprint in the frost.
Nothing. They barely slept. The next morning, Marcus called the police. 2 officers arrived, polite but unconvinced. "Probably someone messing with your system," one said. "Or a neighbor's prank. Happens more than you'd think." They left, promising to patrol the area. But that night, just after sunset, Evelyn noticed something odd. The camera lights, little red dots, were off.
Every single one.
Marcus tried restarting the system, but the power flickered. When the lights came back, his phone buzzed again.
Motion detected, living room.
They stared at each other. "That's inside," Evelyn whispered.
Marcus tapped the feed.
The video showed the living room, dim, silent, empty.
Then a figure stepped slowly into view. A man, standing in the middle of their home, looking directly into the camera.
The screen cut to static.
Marcus ran to the living room, but it was empty. Every door was locked. He unplugged every device, checked the windows, opened the closets. Nothing. And then from the hallway mirror, a reflection caught his eye, just for an instant.
The man.
Standing behind him. When he turned, no one was there. But the mirror was warm to the touch. They left the house that night. Packed a few clothes, drove to a motel, and never went back after dark. 2 days later, when they returned with a real estate agent to collect their belongings, the house felt heavy, like the air itself had thickened. On the kitchen table sat a single printed photograph. It was from their security camera. The two of them, asleep in bed. And at the window, his face pressed against the glass, smiling. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Some visitors knock.
Somewhere outside.
But the ones you truly need to fear are already inside.